Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues here on the American Family Radio Network. Thanks for listening to AFR. I'm Tim with Ed Vitagliano and Steve Jordahl. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Tim. And Ed.
We're going to get back to the news of the day in just a few minutes. But first of all, our good friend Lynn Ingram is back with us. Lynn joins us once a week or once every 2 weeks or so to talk about the Redeem Clean Laundry Detergent product that we've been promoting and how it helps us here at AFR. And you want to give this a try. Lynn is the creator. He and Jim Duncan the creators of this product because they're believers in our mission here at AFA and AFR. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Tim. How are you guys this morning?
Doing well. How's the weather in Abilene?
Totally beautiful. It's beautiful in West Texas.
Amen, brother. Well, good. Send some our way. We're about to drown over here. I feel like we're like there's sin in the camp over here where we live. It's like raining every day. How long has it been now since we announced Redeem Clean to our listening audience?
Three or four months, I think, Tim, something like that.
What kind of response? Let me tell folks where they can go and get this. They can go to afastore.net. afastore.net. Folks, simply go there, afastore.net. There's a lot of good stuff there you can look at and buy. But the Redeem Clean Laundry Detergent, which was created by our good friend Lynn and his friend Jim, both in the laundry business for four or five decades. What kind of response have you gotten from folks who have been using the product now?
Tim, thanks for asking that. We get a lot of input, and so much of it is just passionate thoughts of your followers and people that listen to your audience. Probably we get a lot of that. Probably the very best one we've got was from a lady who told us the only reason she signed up was to support anything in all the ministries, knowing that every time she's going to use it anyway, she's going to use detergent anyway, she's going to wash clothes, and she does not like these proceeds going to the large detergent companies, but instead wanted to do something to help support the ministry of Jesus Christ and spread the word. She said that was the motivation for buying, but she was even more surprised when she used it and what a really good quality detergent that it is. And that's our goal, Tim. We want to, you know, you can sell anybody anything one time, but we want them to keep coming back because it's a good product. That's the bottom line, Tim.
How long did it, by the way, what's the, I know you've talked about this before, thickness of the Redeem Clean Laundry Detergent, maybe more than others?
Tim, it doesn't have any, we don't have a lot of fillers in it. We want it to be more active ingredient so that it just goes farther. It does better. You use less of it. That's really the bottom line. And along with that, we just always want to support people to give them our ideas and thoughts. This is what we do every day. And we just want to help them in the things that they're doing as it relates to, the cleaning of clothes. Man, my dad, before he died, he said, Lynn, you may think you're hot stuff, but just remember you still do the laundry.
Well, check it out, folks. AFAstore.net, you just click on the Redeem Clean, and there's different packages that we have there. We have the available, so AFAstore.net, AFAstore.net. And Lynn, thank you so much for being on with us again, brother.
Thank you, as always. Have a great day, man.
Thank you. That's Lynn Ingram from Laundryman for Life there.
Redeem Clean. You're talking about concentration? How about the products concentrated?
Yes, that's what he's talked about. You know, that's about as far as I know about laundry detergent, but I mean, that's what he's described it as. It's
less fillers, so you get more right. cleansing ingredients.
Right. The common way of expressing that is it ain't watered down.
Right. Right.
All right. You're listening to today's issues on the AFR American Family Radio. Steve Jordahl. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. I've used the stuff, and it's great.
Yeah.
It works. Good stuff.
Well, my wife washes the clothes, so I can just go by what she tells me.
Right.
She gives it high marks. So what do you got, Steve? Start us off.
There's just so much. Let's start with
some. I other things, by the way, at our house.
Like yard work. Oh, that's right. You don't.
No. I do blow the weed.
Supervise the doing of laundry and the yard work and the feeding of the pets and such?
That was unfair because I know that Allison's does the yard work.
Let me just tell you, my friend, and I don't apologize for this. I hit the wife jackpot. you guys, that's just how it is. And so my wife, Allison, I love her. She does so much.
You fix the car. You fix the car when it needs. No? Okay.
I put gas in the car, get the oil changed, make sure the tires are good.
He gets out of the way of Allison when he goes golfing.
There are things. It's a give-and-take relationship. Go ahead, Steve.
All right,
let's move on.
Let's talk about I got three things. The juicy stuff, the really good stuff's after this, but there's three things that are kind of important that have happened recently that we can – let me just tell you, we can hit on them, go or camp on them as you wish. Number one, you're going to be hearing a little bit about this. It has come to light that a woman named Alva Johnson, who was a former campaign staffer on Donald Trump's campaign, is suing the president because she says he tried to forcibly kiss her on the lips after a photo shoot. And so
when?
This is back in 2016 at a rally in Florida.
Wait, now she says he tried to kiss her.
He tried to kiss her on the lips on August 24th, 2016.
Oh, okay.
So now here's the deal. The White House has responded saying it's absurd. It never happened. According to Sarah Sanders, she says is directly contradicted by multiple highly credible eyewitnesses. I bring it up because you remember what happened with Justice
Brett Kavanaugh?
Brett Kavanaugh.
No, I don't remember. What happens?
Well, what I sense is going to happen is that the Democrats are already starting to line up hearings and trying to find other people
about
that they can bring up about this.
I don't believe that. They don't want that. I mean, you're a professional newsman. You have a learned opinion. I think this is about a six-hour news story.
We'll see. The second item is over the weekend, or at least on Friday, the Trump administration issued some final rulings, it was on Friday, that effectively cut off tens of millions of federally funded dollars to Planned Parenthood. It was a revamp of the Title X program, and it basically said that if you refer or you do abortions, you do not get tax money. That's part of the law, and so he has made a ruling that would take this Title X tax money away from Planned Parenthood and any other abortion clinic. It is, of course, being challenged in the courts and everything by Planned Parenthood, but that was what the Trump administration did on that on Friday. And
that's a big deal. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal. I mean, I don't mean to just go by it. And it's the Trump administration again doing something that he promised in his campaign to his followers and showing that he is a pro-life president, maybe the most pro-life president we've had in
And I know the way that some of the media will spin this and Democrats may spin this, that President Trump doesn't care about women's health. The problem with that argument is that they can keep the money, Planned Parenthood, if they'll just stop doing abortions or referring people to women for abortions. So they talk about, well, we don't just do abortions. If they would get out of the abortion industry, they could have that money and probably more. But they want to do the abortions because that's really where the big money is. And unfortunately, the federal government has given them almost $500 million
a year
to continue doing that. So they kind of double dip there.
Yeah, not to get too down in the weeds, folks, because you might say to yourself, well, I thought the federal government was prohibited from funding abortion. Well, they are through the Hyde Amendment in the Congress. But as we mentioned before, Planned Parenthood does bookkeeping tricks. And when they do that, they separate their organizations so that they don't have to show doing abortion on their books to the federal government when they get their $500,000 of taxpayer
money. Half a billion, rather.
So
they'll say, no, that money goes to keep the lights on and pay staff.
Right.
Meanwhile, the fact that they get that money from the federal government allows them to take the money they would have spent on staff and use it to promote abortion.
It goes against the spirit and the letter, quite frankly, of the law that Democrats and Republicans have heretofore, at least in our federal government, agreed. And that is that regardless of what you think about the morality or immorality of abortion, that the government shouldn't pay for it. Certainly, but now, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, proof of that is that every time a bill comes up that says, okay, to clarify the Hyde Amendment, what we're going to do is no federal money can go to an organization that is involved in abortion at all, performing them or referring, and Democrats always vote those kind of bills down because they know that Planned Parenthood is playing tricks with the books. They're not doing anything illegal. They are sleight of hand. They're playing tricks with the books so they can get federal money and continue doing abortion.
Anyway, we applaud President Trump and his administration. This is a bold stand that they've taken with this, is it 60?
60 million.
$60 million, which they've told Planned Parenthood, you can't use this for abortion. And President Trump is following through in every way possible that I can see with his commitment to the pro-life cause. So this is we applaud him and his administration for this position. Tim Wildman here with Ed Battagliano and Steve Giordano. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Steve, what's next?
Let's stay on the abortion beat just for a second. On Thursday night, I listened in to a fascinating debate. It was held at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington. It was between this abortionist whose name is Willie Parker, who we know here in Mississippi very well because he travels into the state to perform abortions here, and calls himself a Christian and says that he's doing the work of God by doing abortions. And he was debating Dr. Mike Adams, who is a professor at UNC Wilmington and also a member of the Summit staff. Summit's Ministries sponsored this debate. Interesting, just the arguments that went through. So I would say that Dr. Willie Parker is about as honest as any abortionist I've ever heard. And you're going to say why I say this when you listen to Cut 14.
I agree with him. Women don't give birth to puppies. So fetuses are human beings, but they're not people. Abortion kills a human being. It is the intentional disruption of a pregnancy that kills a human being. But you've never said abortion kills a person. If a fetus is a baby, then an abortion is infanticide.
I do reject the distinction between human being and person. Once you are biologically a human, you have full rights of personhood. Everyone's in from the point of conception.
That was Mike Adams at the end.
Adams at the end. The first voice you heard was Willie Parker. Fascinating admissions that his contention is that it's immoral to kill people, but not human beings. He does place a moral value on a baby in the womb, that it is a human being, but he says the mother's interest trumps the interest of that human being in the...
Well, pro-abortion people are going to have to make this argument. They're all going to have to make this argument at some point in the very near future. You can't hide anymore the clarity of the images that we get inside the womb. These are clearly babies. They're clearly human beings. The only option for pro-abortion people is to say, yeah, they may be human beings. That is clearly a human being, but they have no legal status.
Right.
So the woman who has legal status before the Constitution, before our courts and what have you, she has the right of what to do with the human being in her body. They're all going to have to make this argument because they no longer can pretend that this is a clump of cells.
Right.
This is clearly a baby. Now what? They're going to have to say no legal rights. That's what we give. We give no legal rights to the human being inside the mother's womb.
Right. And he made that.
He's very clear, very to your point. He's being totally honest, but technology, medical technology is forcing them to be honest.
Yeah.
And at some point, I wouldn't be surprised to say, well, you can call it murder if you want. I don't care. We're not letting that baby get born.
If you want to watch that debate, the whole thing's about 3 hours long, but you can go to the Summit Ministries website and they have it posted there. You can watch it. It's just, I thought it was just a fascinating interchange. Should we talk about the Green New Deal?
Why not?
Why not? I want you to hear from a couple people on this. The first person I'd like you to hear from is the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes.
To the Republican Party, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is the Democrat freshman congresswoman from New York and kind of the mover sponsor behind this Green New Deal. Now, just to refresh people, the Green New Deal has some very ambitious things. It's going to get rid of all fossil fuel energy within 10 years and do away with all electric cars. We're going to have all electric cars, do away with all kinds of air travel and a whole bunch of other ambitious stuff. And this is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying how important it is. This is Cut 11.
Our planet is going to be a disaster if we don't turn this ship around. And so it's basically like there's scientific consensus that the lives of children are going to be very difficult. And it does lead, I think, young people to have a legitimate question. You know, is it okay to still have children? We need a universal sense of urgency. A lack of urgency is going to kill us.
There you go.
It's another honest moment.
We should stop having children.
Well, the reason I say it's another honest moment is because this is the logical conclusion of this ideology. Mm-hmm. The ideology that human beings are a cancer upon the planet. They're destroying the planet. They are creating global warming all by themselves, and they can stop it by lowering their carbon footprint. If you're really talking about catastrophe, then Ocasio-Cortez is speaking the truth from her perspective. This is kind of like what we just heard about from Willie Parker.
It's going to cost trillions and trillions of dollars a year and plunge the country into basically the dark ages again.
Let me tell you something. These people, by these people, I mean these liberal elitists who are always talking about, you know, environmental calamity, climate change, global warming, all this. I dare say most of them, as Ed's pointed out here, they don't really believe that stuff. It's just trendy Hollywood, popular media stuff. They don't even know what they're talking about. A few of them do.
I think AOC does.
You think she knows what she's talking about, or she?
No, I think she really believes. Oh yeah, she's
a true. So she's a true believer. I don't know if 10 years or not, because it's convenient to me how all these people always make projections that you can't prove until they're already forgotten. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you say, well, 10 years from now, we're going to – I mean, she may be voted out of office next year, and we would have forgotten what she predicted. But here's my point. My point is I was reading where – what's the princess in England? Markle? Her name? She's the American who's married to the prince.
Royal. It's –
Come on, give me your royal.
Meghan Markle.
Yes. Yeah, okay. She's married to – one of the princes.
She's married to Prince.
When a prince dies, sorry, folks. I should know this. She's married to one of Prince's dies sons. Anyway, Harry, maybe?
Prince Harry, yes.
Okay, the point is, it's been all in the news about how she went with her Hollywood entertainment friends. She flew from London to New York and back, and she had a baby shower, and it cost $500,000. Okay, on a private jet and everything. And the point was that she was getting beat up by the true believers in the environmental movement who aren't celebrities. But, you know, you got your carbon footprint, if you want to, is enormous for doing that kind of thing. And and because she and Harry claim to be environmentalists, you know, and worried about global warming and,
right.
and so forth. So a lot of these people who claim to be for, you know, so conscientious about global warming and climate change, they're not going to change their lifestyle of flying on private jets.
Al Gore has three houses, each of which,
yeah.
you know, can light up a small community.
Yeah, so these people, those people are only in it for these celebrities love to be loved, okay? And they love each other. They say something about climate change, and then 10 of their fellow celebrities tweet them about how socially conscious they are. You know what I'm saying? And that's just,
right.
it's that's how they operate. And so, but there are the true believers. Now, Alexandria
Ocasio-Cortez.
Ocasio, AOC, as I say, a person, not a condition. she's a true believer. And so probably even more than Al Gore. So she's going to be for doing whatever. What is she claiming now? Don't have children?
She said that right. If you're not urgent about this, it's going to kill us. We will die.
What will?
You will.
Climate change?
Climate change will kill us all.
Or global warming.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't believe that.
No, so, I don't either.
So where does she get this stuff
but
from?
But I will say this. I am all for secular humanists not having children. I really am. I'm all for that.
I'm going to high-five that one right there until they're converted.
I'm all for them not having kids so that the potential will be that the rest of us who believe in God will have kids, and then
right.
soon there'll be no secular humanists.
There you go.
Except for a few rebels here and there.
There you go.
What's next, Steve?
Your favorite hoax. Let's talk about the Jussie Smollett.
Smollett.
Smollett? Is that
it
what we're saying?
Sounds more French, but
yes.
that's like how
he pronounces
his name.
Like an omelet, Steve.
Smollett omelet. Well, Jussie Smollett, the chief of police of Chicago, says that they have a slew of evidence that shows he's making it up. But just so you know how unhinged some of these people are, I want you to hear, this is a guest on MSNBC. And this is what he had to say. I don't
You're
know.
Talking about the guy who made up the
Made
story,
up the hate crime.
The hoax.
He was attacked in the morning in Chicago by Trump haters or Trump lovers. This is Cut 7.
This police department did in 2016 openly through their union support Donald Trump. And a lot of this case has been focused on the MAGA statements. So to have a police department that hasn't been as cooperative as they have been this round, do not openly give information, do openly lie and mishold information in cases. And then to know that they are openly have openly supported Donald Trump in the 2016 election. A lot of activists on the ground are saying, wait, what's going on here? Who do we believe out of these two suspect people?
So that guy right there is saying, there's a guy, right?
It was a guy.
He's saying,
he identifies as a guy.
Yeah, he's saying, I don't know who to believe in this story, the police or Jussie Smollett.
Right.
Right?
That's what he's saying.
But his implication was that the Chicago Police Department, because they came out and supported President Trump, that they are...
This guy's delusional.
He is. Let me give you I had this phrase that popped up on Twitter over the weekend, and this, I think, sums up the whole Smollett thing precisely. Jussie Smollett is what you get when the demand for racism and homophobia exceeds the supply.
So true.
I like it.
So true. He just made it up out of thin air. But hey, he's going to go to jail and or prison. He's got federal crimes pending for what he did with the U.S. Mail Service, sending himself his own death threat.
That's true.
He hadn't even got to that yet. He was making $1.8 million a year on a TV show, and he does this kind of stuff.
Not anymore.
We'll see you next time, folks. Have a great day.